You and your husband made the decision to pack up and move over to San Francisco. Was it a tough decision for you to bring Optimus Prime with you?
Well, he was always going to come with us. And I guess one of the reasons why I actually landed in San Francisco was he was part of that decision process. So we kind of originally decided we were going to move overseas and do like a stint overseas for our careers. And we kind of assessed a whole bunch of areas. And like the first thing, anytime Nick and I, my husband, sort of tossed up where we might go, the first thing I did was research what the quarantine rules were for dogs and, you know, what it would take to get them there. So the US just ended up being a really easy area. We were looking at Asia, and I just was like worried about him there with like the climate. So we ended up choosing the US.
Tell me a bit about what you had to do to bring Optimus Prime overseas with you.
Yeah, so I did, like, actually, it wasn't as difficult as I thought it would be. In Melbourne, there's two vets in particular that actually specialise in, like, preparing animals to make a move overseas, and one just happened to be around the corner from me, which was awesome. So I just made an appointment with him. I don't think we'd even decided where we were going to go yet, but I just wanted to be informed. So I went and saw him, and he like gave me all this information, and he told me he had, you know, preferred pet carriers that he would recommend to me and preferred airlines that we should go with, and like he just kind of laid it all out for me, which made it really easy and like made me feel like confident about his move.
So how did Optimus handle the journey over to San Francisco? Was it like a big adventure for him?
I think it was. So I felt confident that he'd be okay on the flight because he'd actually flown to Perth and back a few times. So he's like done some like in-flight time. And so when we got to San Francisco, I mean, it was obviously a really big journey for him, but I was confident that he could do it because I know his personality really well. And when we landed on the ground, he pretty much cleared customs before I did. As soon as we opened up like his little crate, he just like bounced out of it and was like his normal self. I mean, he just loves it over here. The climate's perfect for him here because it's, like, a lot cooler for him. So, yeah, he's having a great time. We live in this dog-friendly apartment, and he has all these friends here, and he gets to come everywhere with us too, which is especially, like, quite very special for us. So, yeah, he's having a great time.
Do you have any advice for anyone wanting to do something similar?
Yeah, so I think just researching all your options is a huge help. I did that and it made me feel a lot more confident about making the move with him. There was no he would ever go back or we would leave him behind or leave him with someone else. Like, he was always coming with us. So that's why when we decided to move, I just like did a whole bunch of research to make sure it would work for him as well.